Greetings, Dungeon Delvers, to Season 3 of A Tale of the D20s Presents Descent into the Void, where six friends join together to tell a story of mythic proportion. Let's remove the bookmark and continue our epic tale. Last season, Liberators, you accepted a quest from Queen Camilla of Shivrin to deliver a letter to King Terminus of Thelos in order to save her kingdom from the insurrection led by Hiei, the current daimyo Frostmourne, and his demon dancer army. All players, though, in the sinister Doramos game. You took her ship, known as the Ice Crown, down the Sapphire Shore into Thelos. During the journey, King underwent a transformation within by meeting with Myleki, discovering he harbored the soul of the goddess. But it came at a cost. The more he used his divine powers, the more his soul would be fused with that of Myleki's, both of them becoming one, a new entity. Monaco began the steps of the Burning Hands plan, which was revealed to be that he wished to inhabit King's body and be with Monaco in the mortal realm. Arriving at Beachbell, you all met with Captain Merrick Tybalt, a Unity Knight, and discovered that demons were running amok more than ever, and the undead was rising, attacking cities. Cal received a mystical rifle from him, discovering that his father created more holy relics given to captains of the Unity Knights of Thelos, and King tapped into his new unicorn horn staff that transformed from Chastafol to what is now known as Caliburn. Making your way to Thelos, the arcane capital, you discover Horatio was a member of the Corporis Arcana, a powerful mage guild within the Multiplanes, and that their Dusthaven leaders, Alara and Judean Sunfell, wanted to use Horatio in their own secret plans, forcing Horatio to capture his mother, who is now considered a traitor. King and Duran met hidden elves and fey creatures within Thelos and were joined together in a marriage, a bond that also aided in King's affliction, slowing down the unification process at a cost, Duran's lifespan. Cal discovered more followers of Celemvor by the name of the Heirs of Equipoise and discovered that he was something known as the Mortal Key, able to unlock doorways and possibilities. He was made by Celemvor, the Poalefsi god, who ripped his own soul apart and created himself an Aegis counterpart known as Hades. This forever closed the doorway between the worlds of man and the gods, but it could be unlocked with the power of the Mortal Key. To make matters worse, the Bloodlyn, a rival guild of vampire assassins, also wanted the Mortal Key, and when Cal met them, discovered that their leader, Drusilla Lenar, was tied to Cal's lost past. She revealed the vampires wanted to leave this plane and return to the land of darkness in the void below. Horatio unlocked new powers after joining the Corporis, and Monaco learned of a way to defeat the Burning Hand once and for all, keeping her powers in the process. The group met with King Terminus, making friends along the way, and defended the city against the undead Scourge and Doramos' forces. Blowing up the Corporis Arcana, traveling through space and time, King Duran saw a grim future where Doramo became something known as Tartarus, and Hiei ruled Dusthaven with an iron fist. Monaco and Horatio traveled to the distant past, finding the Aegis and creating the very event that caused their existence as gods. And Cal traveled to Eustacia, the land of the gods, meeting with Nyx and the Morai, the Fates, releasing an unspeakable evil in order to save his friends. Back in your current time, you saved the city, defeated Deja Vu, Doramo's minion, but at a high cost. Duran had lost his memories, his very soul was shattered into pieces, lost within the ley lines of magic throughout the void. With his mind now throughout the multiplane, Duran had reverted back to his old Valkyrie ways, breaking the bond between him and King. Monaco revealed her secrets, and King was visited by the Burning Hand himself. A new dynamic was formed within the Liberators as you all set off to defeat the Lich that plagued Thelos and save Fia from the control of Hiei. With Julian and the Unity Knights, you travel to Rainbow Ridge, which had been transformed into a large cavern with swarms of undead guarding its perimeter. Sneaking in, you faced off against the Lich and his minions, and his power of reality bending, and after a long battle, bested the dark entity. Searching for its phylactery, Cal and Horatio, after touching a statue to the god Hades, was warped to a dark realm. There they found this lantern that harbored the soul of the Lich, but was confronted by the powerful god Hades himself, admitting that Cal had released him and his Lich forces when he had opened the box that the Morai gave him in Eustasia. Proclaiming himself more powerful than Eros and Erebus, he shifted the way, and Cal and Horatio returned to the group. After performing a ritual, the Lich and his phylactery was finally destroyed and laid to rest, and the cave came crashing down into rubble and ash. With some magical cursed loot in hand, you all headed off with the Unity Knights to Beach Bell to take the Ice Crown down to Shimmer Drift Watch to meet with King Terminus and plan your assault. So, liberators, as you all riding on your mystical unicorns and the Unity Knights on their war horses, you travel for days making your way without any trouble, luckily. There's some sneaking here and there, but you were able to bypass any types of troubles along the way before looking off into the distance in the wee hours of the morning as Julian puts up his hand, halting all of you as you stop your horses and your unicorns. He hops off of his mount and walks up a large hill, peeking over the crest. You see him move his hand in a strange somatic formation before waving it over his eyes and them both glowing this white light. After a moment, he peeks, gets down on his stomach, looking all over the hill, and just stares for a moment. What do you all do next?